This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 5 for Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. Today, we're going to feature the LPS Live Board Preview.
Brian, this is something we started back in September 2016. Hard to believe we've almost been doing it 2.5 years. Before each Lincoln Board of Education meeting, board member Don Mayhew sits down with a guest to highlight what's coming up at board meetings and other hot topics of interest in live on our Facebook page. Speaking of hot topics, Brian, what is trending on our website this week?
We've got some really fun stories up on our front page right now. First, we have the Spelling Bee, which just happened this past weekend. You were there over at Color.
Yes, always a fun event.
Yeah, and not a surprise to anybody that's been following the Spelling Bee for the last few years. We've almost got like a dynasty here in town. The Ramamurthys, Ezwar, won it for his third time in four years, and he would have four in a row, except he came in second to his brother last year. So just insane.
That was fun to watch, and I think the whole crowd was on the edge of their seats, and when Sankar, his twin brother, went down and there was still four spellers left, I think everybody was a little bit surprised. But Ezwar did come in to win it again for the third time.
There's got to be students that come in doing it for their first year. It's like, what did I just walk into?
I think so.
If you do look at that story on our front page, it's got some of the later round words, so you can kind of see what the students were up against. And there's also video there from the Spelling Bee. There's also a story about a SCO group called the Diversity Leaders, and they are doing some really neat activities for Black History Month. Some of the things they're doing, and again, there's some great video here so you can watch it. They're doing announcements over the PA system, talking about Black History Leaders that they've researched. They've done some research projects with photography, and those are all in the Library Media Center. And they're just asking students within the SCO community to show daily acts of kindness to each other, much like Martin Luther King Jr. would have done. So,
and it's really neat because they do read those announcements every morning, but they also tweet out what they've learned as well. And it's local people. It's really inspiring to see these young students, these scholars doing the research and sharing their research out on what they learned.
So a couple things outside of the classroom, the Spelling Bee and Diversity Leaders. Something inside the classroom, we've got a project from Park Middle School, and they crunched numbers from our, I'm assuming from our statistics guide and some other numbers that they were able to get, looking at attendance and future enrollment predictions for some of our middle schools, and trying to predict when we might need another middle school. Gerald Welker within our math program worked with Jordan Newkirk over at Park kind of split the groups into teams. Each one had a different middle school to tackle, and they came up with some results.
Talk about applying the, you know, you always hear in math class, how am I going to use this in the real world? Well, this is a prime example of how they would use that in the real world. So it'd be interesting to see what they came up with.
And I know I hear from UNL student groups and stuff every now and then that really get a lot of information out of our statistics handbook. And if you're ever curious about that, I know my own children ask me every once in a while, you know, how many students go to that school, or what's the biggest school, or things like that. It's all in the statistics handbook right on the front page.
Also on our website, we have several performing arts events coming up this next week. If you want something fun to do, maybe for Valentine's Day, you're looking for date night or something for the whole family, you can find those events on our LPS website under the community arts calendar. It's the Southeast Night of Nights Student Variety Show, February 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7 p.m. Next weekend, we've got Lincoln High Theater. They're going to present Disney's Newsies, the Broadway musical. That's February 21st through the 23rd. You can get your tickets at the door. And there are many more events coming up. Check it out, lps.org, for more information on all of them. Well, that's what's happening in our district, but let's shift back now to the focus of today's podcast, the LPS Live Board Preview. Last night, we had a last-minute change in the lineup. Superintendent Steve Joel walked in 10 minutes before the show to say that he was going to be the host as Don Mayhew was caught up in a committee meeting and wasn't going to make it. And I think that might have thrown the guest, Sarah Salem, just a little bit of a curveball to have the superintendent say, I'm going to interview you.
It was a surprise for all of us, but of course, Dr. Joel, like he always does, just steps in and does a fantastic job. And he had such a nice conversation with Sarah about the accreditation visit, and here that is.
Welcome to LPS Live Board Preview. I'm Steve Joel, Superintendent of Lincoln Public Schools. I'm filling in for Don Mayhew, who unfortunately was not able to be here tonight. We broadcast live on Facebook every 2 weeks before each board meeting and discuss hot topics at Lincoln Public Schools. Every 5 years, the Nebraska Department of Education requires an external accreditation visit of each school district. This visit provides schools guidance in what they are doing well and what needs to be improved to move the district forward in student achievement. In November, Lincoln Public Schools earned major commendations from the external accreditation team and had very positive recommendations. Tonight at the board meeting, Sarah Salem, Director of Continuous Improvement and Professional Learning, will be giving an update to the board about the visit. Welcome, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's start with a pretty broad question. What exactly is an external accreditation visit, and why are they so important?
Well, you did a good job of setting it up. Rule 10, the Nebraska Department of Education, says that every year schools have to evaluate their school improvement process, ensure students are learning, look at their action steps. But every 5 years, we have to actually have external folks come in and validate that what we're doing is good practice, validate our results, and just give us a fresh set of eyes. That really, if you think about any profession, the benefit of having professionals in your own field is really, really helpful to get their feedback and just to check that what you're doing is the right thing to do.
So we have these professionals from outside Lincoln. They come here. Walk us through what that process really entails.
Yeah, it was actually really neat when we were asking folks to be members of the external visit. Because we're so large, we need about 27 to 30 external visitors. So that's quite a group of people to get. And we were really lucky because almost nobody turned us down. So lots of people want to come into Lincoln and see what we're doing well, and they learn from us as well. So they take ideas back to their district. We had 27 members. Those are folks from the Nebraska Department of Ed, their principals, superintendents. So we have folks from all over the state, and they come and they do school visits. So the best part is they get to come in to our classrooms and do observations. They get presentations from staff members. They interview community members, teachers, students. It's a pretty intensive process. So they really dig in. We also provide them a lot of documentation before the visit. So once they step into Lincoln Public Schools, they've already looked over our school improvement plans, our strategic plan, and they come ready with some questions that they want to ask us.
I know you've recently been on teams, and I've been on teams before in the past too. What are they looking for?
So I was actually recently in Grand Island. It really is a time for the external visitors to just ask questions that make the district reflect. So they're not necessarily coming in with preconceived notions, but they want to ask the district, why are you doing what you're doing? What is it that if you have a certain number of action steps that you've implemented or initiatives that you've implemented, are you getting the results? Are you happy about your return on those investments?
You know, we often hear that Lincoln Public Schools does things the right way, and I've actually spoken on this topic a few times publicly myself. But what did they have to say to us? What was that exit report about?
So it sounds funny saying this, but one of the quotes I took away, our lead evaluator was Dr. Mark Adler from Ralston Public Schools. He's the superintendent there. And he said, we are trying to figure out how to help Lincoln go from awesome to more awesome. And that really stuck with me, just as a point of pride with our district. A few things that were major takeaways. They said our facilities and technology are head and shoulders above many districts in our state. One of the things they talked about was our audio enhancement systems in all of our classrooms. That's not something being done in lots of districts across the state. And they just said our facility plan is top notch. So we provided, like I said, the documents in advance. They had our 10-year facility plan. So they looked through it, came with questions, and they were super impressed by that. Another major thing that they commended us for was leadership. And they talk specifically about our Board of Education. Again,
Which Dawn was here.
Yeah, I was going to talk about this with Dawn. But they just said our board is highly knowledgeable and highly involved in the process. So our board didn't hit the easy button on the strategic plan. It's an aggressive and ambitious plan. And that just filters down throughout our whole organization. So they talked about board leadership, district leadership, school leadership, and teacher leadership. They talked about the high levels of teacher engagement and empowerment when they were here on the visit too.
We have a really good system, right?
We
I
do.
Mean, is that a fair statement to say? I mean, it just,
yeah.
From the Board of Education all the way down to the folks that provide support in the schools, the system is there. Well,
you
know, we don't go through this just to hear all the really good things that we're doing, although we love that. I mean, that always makes us feel good. What are some things that the committee suggested we work on?
Yeah, so one of the first things they talked about, we have a great, robust, aggressive strategic plan. What they'd like us to do going into next school year is explicitly lay out how each of our school action plans is directly connected back to the district plan. It's something we already do, so our schools are thinking in terms of our strategic plan. We just have not asked them to specifically call it out. So that's something we have a school improvement workshop. Every summer, every school attends with their continuous improvement team, so that'll be part of the day, going through their action plan and making sure it aligns to all the pieces of our strategic plan.
And what really that means for, I think, our consumers is that, you know, we're focused on the things that we need to be focused upon and that we're talking one specific language, the language of school improvement, continuous improvement.
Right.
Well, Sarah, you do a great job. We have a few minutes, so
yeah.
I'm going to take a point of personal privilege here and just say, talk about your journey, if you would, with Lincoln Public Schools. And I know you're a native of Lincoln.
I am. So my mom and I graduated from the same high school. Go Knights. And so my husband and I met in kindergarten here. So we knew we would want to be back in Lincoln at some point. I was a coordinator at Southeast, which is where I graduated from, an assistant principal at Southwest High School, and then now in my current role, which is the best job title ever, Director of Continuous Improvement. So really my job here is to gather great ideas from all of our schools, help connect educators to each other, and it's just a great job.
Do you spend quite a bit of time in the schools working with principals?
Yeah, so actually I was just out at Belmont for the last PLC day talking to teams about what's going well, what are some roadblocks, where can I help support them. So that's the best part of my job. Each year we put together in my department an idea book, and that's probably the most fun I get to have all year is going out to schools and looking at what do you have to share with other people? What is it that you want to let your colleagues know is working really well?
You know, as somebody that has the responsibility for the entire district, I have to tell you, until I read and I've seen your idea book, I didn't have any idea, if you will, how much great work is really taking place in our system. I mean, at building by building by building. And, you know, we truly are focused on the most important things. And our report card just recently exclaimed that. You know, we've added a whole bunch of new teachers. You know, we're constantly trying to revise some things. But at the end of the day, and you said it, the system here is very, very strong.
Yeah.
And so we're focused on the right things. What did you teach?
I taught social studies high school in block schedule in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh,
so,
and that's where you started?
Fellow social studies teacher, yeah. That's
and
where
did you come here as an administrator then? Or did you
I
come
did.
Here as a
teacher? As a coordinator.
And if I recall from previous like hallway conversations, you're a pretty good soccer player? No.
Maybe.
No, okay. Maybe not. Right sport?
You're correct.
Right sport.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Good,
I played soccer at Southeast High School, and my husband and I were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Him for tennis and me for soccer last year. So it's pretty
neat.
Fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, before we close down, I just want to, Sarah Salem is one of our bright, very energetic directors that carries with it a great responsibility to help us continue to improve. And we're very fortunate, Lincoln, you said it before, and the accreditation team discovered this. We hire well, we develop well, and people pursue their job as a mission way, way more than they do as a job, and they tend to stay.
Yeah.
And when they tend to stay, our classrooms are more fundamentally sound. Mm-hmm. And of course, it all plays into our system. But at the end of the day, our kids are achieving. And so I want to thank you personally for your great work in the system and for trying out Kansas City and then coming back to where you're excelling.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well,
good to be here.
Thank you. And that concludes LPS Live. And tune in to the school board meeting, and you'll learn a little bit more about the accreditation process.
Brian is a big soccer fan. Were you surprised to hear that Sarah was a star soccer player for Southeast High School?
Yeah, I was hoping Dr. Joel would kind of take that tangent and keep going with it. I was wondering, saw that she was a super state forward for the Knights back in 1999. So wondering if she was somebody that sort of weaved through defenders like Messi, or did the bicycle kick and then went and posed in front of the crowd like Ronaldo. So, but those questions are going to have to wait for another week, because that's all the time we've got for today. Thank you all for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.